a new world order.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
A new world order.
It's good to be back at the Council on Foreign Relations. As Pete mentioned, I've been a member for a long time and was actually a director for some period of time. I never mentioned that when I was campaigning for re-election back home in Wyoming.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In a land of injustice and tyranny, the story is told of a writer proclaiming freedom and the principles of liberty of those who came before him, carrying a torch that burns like the human spirit. He rides only at night. Out of the mist comes the Midnight Rider.
Back here for hour number two of the Midnight Rider right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Okay, we've got Carol in Pennsylvania on, and she has piqued my interest. Kimberly is over here. Her interest is piqued. Carol, tell us how you make coconut oil.
Okay, go to the store and buy your coconuts and make sure you shake them and there's liquid in them.
Right.
If there isn't any liquid, they aren't any good. Then you just bring them home and crack them. Get the nut meat out. It doesn't matter. Now, I chose to take all that brown skin off, but you don't have to. And then I put it in water overnight, cold water, to soak it. I cut it in pieces. And then I have a Green Star juicer, and I ran it through the juicer.
Right.
And then I put the liquid in a jar, and I put it in a dark room, and I fermented it for days, and the oil comes to the top, I think. Whichever way. I can't remember. I haven't made it in a little while. The only thing, I can't fry with it because the coconut smell makes me sick. Now that, but, you know, there's other uses for it, like putting it on your skin or whatever. But
sure.
Some people don't mind the coconut taste. I can't stand it when you use it for frying, but it's awesome coconut. I mean, there's no chemicals or nothing in it. It's very easy to do.
That's very, very cool.
That is very, very cool.
See, and this is the stuff that I like to have thrown in, and where, you know, as we go along, we're talking about the news. Boom, you just came up with a tip for the night where people can take that information and go back and make their own coconut oil now.
Well, I'll give them another tip. Oh, I got lots of them. I wrote a little book on them, and an outfit in Canada asked me if I would post the tips. They would put me on their website, and I didn't want to do that, but I'm willing to give the tips, you know.
There you go. There you
go. It's like flour. I buy flour by 50 pounds. I bake my own bread, and I can't eat the store bread. So I put the 50-pound bag in the freezer for at least 24 hours, especially in the summer, and it will not hatch any bugs after that.
Excellent.
Your cereal, you can do the same. Rice, freeze it for 24 hours. It won't hurt a thing. And clarified butter, I make that too. I fry mostly in clarified butter. And I will not use...
How do you do your clarified butter, Carol? Because what I do is I take real butter and then I just boil it down. I just heat it. Is that what you do?
Yeah, you don't use Land O'Lakes, I hope.
No, we don't.
Okay, because Land O'Lakes is genetically modified. You're better off with cheaper butter if you have to, you know?
Right.
And I don't know what kind I get I won't get Land O'Lakes, but you boil it down, and I boil it till it kind of burns a little in the bottom. I don't scrape it, because you have to make sure you get all the solids out, and then I run it through a cheesecloth.
Carol, thanks so much for the call and the tips. I so appreciate it. Back in just a minute with more. This is the Midnight Rider.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Back here on the Midnight Rider, and RBN has a new sponsor that can help you this Christmas holiday. Power Mall Global is an online shop which is a place you can buy your Christmas gifts this year. RBN listeners who use Power Mall Global not only save money on specials, but also will receive a rebate check for a percentage of your purchases. Money back. You help RBN by supporting their sponsors. Great deal. Power Mall Global has 1,000 plus stores and millions of products to choose from. Don't get caught in Christmas chaos this year. Stay home and go to www.powermallglobal.com. That's www.powermallglobal.com. We've done a lot of our Christmas shopping online this year. As much as we do now, we don't do nearly what we used to. We're both just so tired of the commercialism of this. I was telling my mom, listen, I love to get together. I love hanging out. I love talking and enjoying each other and just sharing that love back and forth. But all the hoopla surrounded by it, having to go out and put yourself in freaking debt to make everybody happy for the yearly gift grab is insane. But you can do it and be frugal with your money. PowerMallGlobal.com. Let's go to Brent in Wisconsin. Brent, thanks for holding. Welcome to the program.
Yes, thank you very much. Good program this evening or this morning, I guess, where we are. I'm not often able to stay up this late and listen to it, but I took a nap, so I'll try and not be too crabby tonight here.
All right.
Was an interesting caller you had a little earlier with the coconut oil and things like that, and I might make a suggestion, try some of that on popcorn. Hot popcorn with some good sea salt and some of that coconut oil really makes a nice, a very different taste on the popcorn flavoring, and is quite good.
Very cool.
And if you use butter rather than margarine, you're smart. My wife will soften 2 sticks of butter and then mix equal amounts of olive oil in it and blend it, and then put it in a container and put it in the refrigerator. If you don't, it doesn't solidify, but you can put it in the refrigerator and it will solidify. You pull it out and it'll spread even at refrigerator temperature and tastes just like butter, but it's got some good stuff in it from the olive oil. So
that's excellent.
I listened with interest your comments on the people down in Florida there and the kind of nonsense that's going on with the threats on our Patriot friends from some of the people in the Republican hierarchy down there. And it doesn't surprise me. It looks to me like the Republican Party is willing to sacrifice the party to avoid Dr. Paul.
Yeah, I think so, because I think what the plan was is to turn out 4 or 5 dogs, like what they've turned out, and you get Hillary elected, and we play, you know, 8 years of Hillary.
Sure.
So essentially we keep it all in the family.
Yeah.
And Ron Paul all of a sudden shows up on his white pony, and he has thrown a monkey wrench into things, and they're just not happy about it at all.
No, and they haven't been happy for a long time. My wife and I were out in Ames, Iowa in August at the Iowa straw poll, and we were part of the exit poll people out there, and we were at the Coliseum, and there's only one exit in that building, and we were at the bottom of the exit, and Ted Sporer, a heavy hitter from the Republican Party, I don't remember if he was the campaign finance director or what he claimed his title was, came up to us and ordered us to leave. And, of course, we developed hearing difficulties at that point. And as he was giving his spiel, telling us he was going to call the police and things like that, we kept pitching, you know, don't forget to get your exit poll here, folks. Make sure your vote counts. Come on over here and take your exit poll. And he was just fuming.
Right.
So even though we did have the local police and the campus police's blessing to be there, he thought he knew better. So we had to go through a little bit of a thing with the police there that day, finally the campus police said, "Well, you can talk to these people, but you can't hand them anything." So we laid our clipboards on the chairs there, and we said, "Folks, come on over here, get your exit poll. I can't hand you these clipboards. The Republican Party said I can't, but you can fill out the paperwork here." And boy, you know, it just worked against them, because the people said that the Republican Party said what? Well, where is that? Let me fill that out.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, you're not going to tell me what I'm going to do and not do.
Exactly. Yeah. And you know, of course. The Romney people that came out of there with their yellow T-shirts on came out in groups of 5 to maybe 15, and I'd pitch them too, and I heard comments like, "We don't have to worry about our candidate, and there's no need for us to have to participate in that poll." And it was almost like, "Hey, we got it sewed up. We don't need to worry." That's the impression I got. Whether that's what they were trying to convey or not, I don't know. But we'd been there 2 weeks before and done some canvassing for Dr. Paul, handing out DVDs and things, and we just really met some of the nicest people that you could ever find out there in Iowa. And we did meet some the day of the straw poll, too. Had a real good time, even though it was a hot, sultry, steamy day. But Ted Sporer, he thought he was going to pull rank, you know, and I guess there might have been a time in my life where I'd run and hid under a bush someplace, but, you know, I'm too old for that now.
Yeah, it's too late for it anyway.
That's
Brent,
right.
I appreciate the call. Great,
God
great
bless.
Call.
Thanks for the show.
God bless you, too. Yeah, that's good information. Yeah, not only they're trying it in Florida, they're trying it in Iowa. I mean, they don't want this message to get out, just plain and simple. John in New York, let's take your call. Welcome to the Midnight Rider. You're on.
Yes, take a look at for high blood pressure to get some lowering points or on the high blood pressure. Take a look at cayenne pepper.
Yes.
And look at that herb for reducing high blood pressure. Also, it stems your appetite. The thing on the popcorn and the coconut oil, I can attest to that. My wife doesn't like coconut, but she can't tell that it's on the popcorn. And it with sea salt, he is right, is really good for that weight. And also, coconut oil is supposed to reduce your appetite. So I've lost weight since I went to cooking with popcorn with coconut oil. And I found a stainless steel popper that you stir like the old-time things on eBay, and they're reselling those, remaking them. But make sure you buy the stainless steel. It may have, say, it has aluminum, but it's encapsulated aluminum over the bottom to aid in even heat cooking. But get all the stainless steel because you don't want aluminum and salt and things like that in the popcorn stirrer. What's nice about it is if there's a power outage, you can still cook that thing over a can heat or Sterno or something like that and make popcorn.
Yeah,
and it's good for roughage and things like that. If you get a chance, look at a magazine at a store called Backwoods Home.
I have. That's a great site. Catherine in the chat room.
Yes.
Turned me on to it. That's an incredible site. One of the articles they had there was about a guy who had built a solar generator on a trailer, and he just hauls it to these events, and then when he's not using it, he has it set up at his home, and he's running an extra refrigerator off of it.
Right. And do a web search and look for those shipping container homes that are being made with those. You go out and buy, you know, if you get acreage for under $1,000, go buy 5 acres or an acre and put a couple of those shipping containers on it. And sometimes you can get around with some of the housing requirements because they think it's just a storage thing. They don't realize you're living in it, and you fix it so it looks like a house later on the outside, and you make it real nice. Another magazine you might want to look at, I don't know if they have it in all shops, but some of the bigger magazine shops, is The Backwoodsman. And your wife might like that because it also gets into a lot of early gunpowder days where you had to make everything yourself. You make your own tools and things like that out of deer antlers, skinning, and they don't even get into modern firearms hardly at all. You know, the bows and arrows and all sorts of things. And it's going back to the nature kind of stuff. You know, like the
it's amazing how the old technology becomes new technology just almost overnight.
And those are just a few of my tips. Enjoy the show. And one other thing is, since us Patriots are a little bit ahead of the curve, know what's coming down the road, we should be able to save a little bit of money or something like that. And take a look at the pennies before 1982. This is a low-tech. And the nickels. What if all the Ron Paul supporters always pulled nickels out of their pockets and asked for them at the stores, rolls of them, and made the nickels disappear? People would be talking, why did they disappear? Because the Ron Paul people picked them up. That would be kind of funny. Also, I saw at the zoo a while back, they had one of these machines that you will take a penny and flatten it and put a saying on the back of the penny. And if we could do that and have the same kind of thing done with Ron Paul, you know, this is what your money is going to look like before it gets run over by their marrow.
Exactly. There you go. Yeah. There you go. Exactly. John, great idea.
Thank you.
Bye. Thanks for calling. I like that. We got the smartest audience. That is just so cool. And the thing is, it's so many of our listeners, they've got so much information, but there's that streak of ornery in them. Just like, and I love that. I love that. All right, I know we've not gotten to the Ron Paul clips yet. I know we've not done Mouseketeer roll call. This is how I do a program. It goes where it goes. It leads where it leads. If somehow we're heading straight down the highway and all of a sudden we're going to turn left, we turn left. That's just the way it goes. But we'll get to the Ron Paul clips. I promise. We'll get those played. Don't go anywhere. This is the Midnight Rider.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Back here on the Midnight Rider here on this Monday night, the 3rd of December 2007. This hate crimes legislation, versions were passed by both the House and the Senate, and a conference committee has approved a version. They're going to bring it back up for a vote. I think the vote's coming up. Hang on a minute here. It could be passed by the House and the Senate. This bill could come up, folks, at any time. And I'm going to call into Ted Pike to have him on the program to talk about this. This is part of a bill called H.R. 1585. It's the National Defense Appropriations Bill. A lot of people think that the reason this hate legislation is in there, was basically to kind of wear Bush down to where, because he'd promised to veto it with this language in it, but they've held off funding for the war for some time. And they believe this is a move like by the ADL to basically wear him down to get the money he needs to continue the war and like kind of one of his little compromises. We need to let both the House and the Senate know that this is a no-go. Same thing with the President. Not that he's going to listen to us, but still, we need to let these people know how we feel. And again, with your senators and your representatives, you tell them, look, you vote this bill in, we vote you out. Period. End of story. I don't think that a lot of these Congress critters understand that this revolution didn't just Ron Paul. It's America. It's a new American revolution, and they're on their way out. So they either smarten up and do what they're supposed to do and actually follow their oaths. And then we can, of course, get into the discussion, do they really take an oath or not? But let's assume they did. And they follow their oaths and do as they're supposed to do and represent the people of their district. We'll be a lot better off. So will they. They'll get to keep their little job. Otherwise, they go to the House. Because, I mean, look, there are already laws on the books for hate crimes. The Matthew Shepard, who was brutally murdered, others that have been brutally assaulted because of what they believe or their orientation or whatever, there are already law that's been on the books for years and years and years. There's no reason to reinvent the wheel. But the reason these laws do reoccur and keep coming back is because they want to stifle free speech. They want to stifle you. They want to stifle me. I mean, my gosh, you go to an event and the free speech zone, as they call it now, is a cage a block or two or a mile or two away from where an event's being held. Now, what the heck good is that? It's not. They know that. The thing is, people willingly go inside it. I'm in the free speech zone. Well, you are a free speech zone. Read the Constitution, buddy. No, that's not the zone down there. I am a zone. And my right to free speech is not going to be abridged. I'm sorry. Right here. Tase me, bro. So get on the phone. Let's get to these senators and the representatives and tell them, ha, nope, ain't going to do it. H.R. 1585. And so get a hold of your representative and your senators and give them what for. Let them know. I mean, when we need to do this in mass, like I said, we're going to try to get Ted Pike on here one night this week to talk about it. I'm sure he's been on other programs already here on RBN, but for those who listen, just get to listen only late at night after work or something like that, have him on, kind of let him run through it again for us. You know, the only way rights get taken away is if we give them away or we allow them to be taken. And we've done so much in that respect as far as letting them have what's ours. And it's time we start taking it back, so you can't have it. It's time to stop feeding this beast. This beast is growing larger and larger just because, well, we feed the animals at the zoo. All right, you know, it's just maddening. Back in a minute with more. This is the Midnight Rider. Oh, I'm early. You know, I've done that before. Where, like, I'm early. Well, I guess it's better than late. I got like 45 seconds. Yeah, you're right, because it doesn't hit to the bottom. I was thinking it hit at 29. Duh. A mind is a terrible thing to waste, and I am the poster child. But if you'd like to join us, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. When we come back, Mouseketeer Roll Call and the Ron Paul clips. Promise. I honestly am not going to make you wait any longer, and I didn't mean to do it in the first place. But back in just a minute. Don't go anywhere. This is Republic Broadcasting Network.
Listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for this sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had 2 mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Rider Show chat room. Both open and ready for business. And but it's time for the roll call. And in the RBN chat room at republicbroadcasting.org, we've got Ann, Catherine, Fresh, Jack Spratt, Chris, Michael, Mona Montgomery, Rogue Dolphin, and Wolf, and a great conversation going on in there. In the MidnightRiderShow.com chat room, we got a dandy crowd in there. We've got Amoral Fat 40 Ounce, Doug, Fates Web, Hard Truth Soldier Chick, Mac Daddy, Josh, Chris, Lucas, Michael, Mike CTW, not Mike, he's the antithesis of Mike, Rob, Rob Works, Rock Turner, Ron Paul 2008, and the Double O Viper. And so thanks everybody for being a part of the program and joining us. I also want to say hello to everybody listening to radio. We simulcast the program on that network every night because it's my network. And glad to have everybody on over there. Also to everybody listening on KU Satellite that's above the planet there, geosynchronous orbit, 22,500 miles above the surface of the Earth, beaming down the message of liberty, freedom, and truth. And again, to everybody listening on low-power FM stations, and now some AM stations across the country. Welcome, and thank you to all the operators of those stations and the work that you do to help deliver this message. Very important. All right. Ron Paul on CNN yesterday with Wolf Blitzer. Mm-hmm. Here's part one of it. We'll come back and talk briefly, and then we'll grab the other clip. Part one, here it is.
Wolf Blitzer reporting. Presidential candidate Ron Paul is trailing in the national and state polls, but that certainly isn't stopping his underdog campaign from raising a hugely impressive amount of money or tempering the enthusiasm of his supporters. I spoke with Congressman Ron Paul just a short while ago. He joined me from the campaign trail in New Hampshire. Congressman Paul, thanks very much for coming in. Welcome back to Late Edition.
Thank you. Nice to be with you again.
Let's talk about the CNN YouTube debate. There was a comment that John McCain made about some of your strategies with a really, really dire assessment. I want to play this little clip of what he said. Listen to this.
Congressman Paul, I've heard him now in many debates talking about bringing our troops home and about the war in Iraq and how it's failed. And I want to tell you that kind of isolationism, sir, is what caused World War II. We allowed Hitler to come to power with that kind of attitude of isolationism and appeasement.
You were shaking your head as you heard the final words, but the comparison to Hitler and appeasement and isolationism, you had a chance to respond, but I want you to elaborate this morning.
Well, first off, Iraq is not Nazi Germany, and besides, I thought it was Hitler that caused World War II, not the American people who opposed going in. So it didn't make any sense, and then he was awfully confused about isolationism versus non-intervention. There's a big difference. Isolationism isn't what I advocate. I advocate non-intervention, not getting involved in the internal affairs of other nations and not pretending a country like Iraq is equivalent to Nazi Germany. Iraq had no army, no navy, and no weapons of mass destruction, had nothing to do with 9/11, so the comparison makes no sense.
Under what circumstances, if you were president, Congressman Paul, would you intervene outside the borders of the United States in some sort of crisis around the world?
When Congress directed me to in the act of war, if our national security was threatened and we went through the proper procedures, Congress would say our national security is involved, it's threatened, and we have to act. And Congress has that responsibility. The president is the commander-in-chief, and then he acts.
I guess the bigger point that John McCain was making, and he had just spent some time in Iraq during the Thanksgiving break, meeting with U.S. forces there, was that the surge, he says, the military surge is working and that it would be a disaster if the U.S. were to pull out right now. I'll play a little clip of what he said after the debate.
Over in Iraq, the men and women who are serving know what's going on politically here, that they pay attention, and I tried to point out to Congressman Paul that they believe that they're winning, and they don't agree with his description of the motives for which we went to war in Iraq.
You want to respond to him, Congressman?
Well, yeah, we do disagree on this. I don't believe we went to the war for the right reason. I mean, there were no weapons of mass destruction, had nothing to do with 9/11. So we were there for the wrong reason, and he doesn't understand the motivation for why they want to come here. It's not because, you know, we're wealthy and prosperous and free. They come here because we're in their country. And even if there is an improvement, which we all hope there is, we plan to keep 14 bases over there, a huge naval base, and we have this huge embassy. We have a permanent plan to stay there and take over these $30 trillion worth of oil in that region, and the people in those countries know that, And that's why they're very angry. And to deny that is folly. It just means that we have expanded the opportunity for the terrorists to come here because there's greater motivation. So I think we're in worse shape than ever before because there are more al-Qaeda than ever before. There was no al-Qaeda in Iraq before. Now they're all over the place, and their numbers are growing. So if we want to protect ourselves against terrorism, we have to understand what motivates them. Even Wolfowitz admitted this. He said that the base in Saudi Arabia was an instrumental part of what motivated Osama bin Laden. So if we ignore that, it's at our own folly.
I think a lot of voters out there will agree with you. The question, though, is this. Will a lot of Republican voters agree with you? Because when you made that point at the debate the other night about what Wolfowitz has said about the al-Qaeda operations and the U.S. bases that existed in Saudi Arabia before the war in Iraq, there were some boos that came out from that audience. So here's the question. Are you in step, Congressman, right now with Republican voters whom you need to win in Iowa, New Hampshire, and beyond?
Well, a poll showed that half the Republicans in Iowa are opposed to the war and would like to come home. The real control in New Hampshire, where I am right now, is by the independents, the group of people that won the election for McCain a few years ago. So I would say that since 70% of the American people want out of the war and they're tired of it, Republicans better pick somebody who's opposed to the war or have a new foreign policy or they can't win. And I think the whole sentiment is shifting. The people are sick and tired of the war. We can't even afford it. We can't even fight the war without borrowing the money from the Chinese. So it doesn't add up. It really doesn't matter whether I'm right or wrong. The war is going to end because we're going to have such a political and financial havoc here with the devaluation of our dollar because we just can't keep affording. This is usually how empires end, by spending too much money maintaining their empires. We're in 130 countries. We have 700 bases around the world, and it's going to come to an end. I want it to come to an end more gracefully and peacefully, follow the Constitution, and follow more sensible foreign policy.
All right, so that's the first part of his appearance with Wolf, and that makes a lot of sense. I mean, if you don't start nothing, there's not going to be nothing. You mind your own business. And look, he's right when it comes to the finances. Same thing happened with the British Empire. They got to the point where they couldn't pay their obligations, and it was a slow demise of the British Empire. And after World War II, Britain essentially is minimized. They're viewed mainly as a puppet of the United States these days. But, of course, we know that is not the case because looks are deceiving. But still, their holdings around the world diminished because of the fact they had a central bank, and it all falls apart. I mean, we've seen this over and over throughout history, and it's playing out right now here in our country because our dollar's falling. It's crashing. It all goes back to the formation of the central bank in the first place. The fact you have a direct tax on the people that's graduated, and of course that's one of the huge planks of the Communist Manifesto. And it doesn't work. If in a free society, these type of things don't work. And we're seeing that. And it's playing itself out again because people refuse to learn from history. All right, here's part two.
The group of people that won the election for McCain a few years ago. So I would say that since 70% of the American people want out of the war and they're tired of it, Republicans better pick somebody who's opposed to war or have a new foreign policy or they can't win. And I think the whole sentiment is shifting. The people are sick and tired of the war. We can't even afford it. We can't even fight the war without borrowing the money from the Chinese. So it doesn't add up. It really doesn't matter whether I'm right or wrong. The war is going to end because we're going to have such a political and financial havoc here with the devaluation of our dollar because we just can't keep affording. This is usually how empires end, by spending too much money maintaining their empires. We're in 130 countries. We have 700 bases around the world, and it's going to come to an end. I want it to come to an end more gracefully and peacefully, follow the Constitution, and follow more sensible foreign policy.
You made a charge at the debate the other night in which you suggested that, in your words, millions of acres of eminent domain would be used to build a new international highway from Canada through the United States down to Mexico, suggesting that maybe there was a plan to create some sort of North American Union similar to the European Union, which is now being denied, obviously, by a lot of folks in Washington, including a spokesman for the Federal Highway Administration, saying on Thursday, saying there is no such superhighway like the one he's talking about. It doesn't exist in plans or anywhere else. On the basis of what are you making that suggestion that there's plans underway someplace to build this kind of super international highway?
Well, look up the website Security for Prosperity and Peace, which is a government project, and they talk about the highway. Texas passed unanimously in both House and Senate a resolution to put it on hold. We have a bill in the Congress to stop all the funding for this particular highway, and I think we have over 50 co-sponsors of it to be in denial of this, that this is not planned. They're not going to admit it. It's subtle. They say we're just proving highways, but how come they had a meeting in April of 2005 with the President of Mexico, United States, and Canada, and they talk about these things. So to be in denial is one thing. I mean, they do believe in globalism much more so than on most Americans. So I don't think there's any doubt about the plans. It's not going to happen tomorrow or the next day. But in time, this is likely to happen unless we have a shift in foreign policy.
I want to talk a little bit of politics in the brief time that we have left. The latest Des Moines Register poll in Iowa that's just out today, Congressman, has you at 7%, the same number as John McCain. Huckabee's at 29, ahead of Romney 24, Giuliani 13. As far as fundraising is concerned, though, and this is significant, in the last quarter that ended, you had raised $5 billion, but there's some suggestion in this final quarter of 2007 you could raise more money than any of the other Republican presidential candidates, given the enormous amount you've raised online. Is that your assessment right now? Because there's some suggestion you've already raised in this quarter, what, $8, $9 million?
No, that's not exactly right, because yesterday it went over 10.5 or 10.4 million. Our goal was to raise 12 by the end of the quarter. And there's going to be another super day sponsored by our supporters spontaneously, like they did on 11-5 when they raised 4.3. And they say this one's going to be bigger. And that's December 16th. So something big is going on. The people are really annoyed with conventional politics. And we're spending this money. We're spending it in Iowa. So I think those polls are going to continue to shift. Our numbers are going up, and people are just starting to think about how they're going to vote in these primaries. So who knows exactly what will happen, but we're pretty optimistic about the position we hold when we're going to be financed for February 5th as well.
Well, a quick point on that. So just to be precise, as of now, how much have you raised in this fourth and final quarter of 2007, and how much do you expect to raise by the time the quarter at the end of this year is already done with?
Well, I think it's 10.4. It's very close to that. I know it's over 10. Our goal was 12, and we have almost a month left, and we have a big day set. So we're going to be way over our goal of 12 million. And they can watch our website, and we run the tab minute by minute. Everybody knows exactly what we're doing. And, I mean, at this rate, it could be, you know, maybe 14 or 15 million dollars. It just is astounding. It astounds us, but it really tells me that although I had a great deal of concerns about the country, the American people were equally concerned, and they're willing to put their money with a candidate who's willing to state these positions, all these concerns, whether it's the foreign policy and coming home or the irresponsible spending here, the terrible policy we have with monetary policy, the protection of our dollar, and the income tax system that is so...
All right, well, it cut off there. You know, this is the cool thing about this whole campaign with Ron Paul. When I was at this rally yesterday, the diversity of people that was there was incredible. It really ran the gamut of folks. I mean, you had people that were there with a lot of money, you could tell. People with none. People with long hair, short hair, dreadlocks.
you name it, they were there. And they were cheering on Ron Paul. Because people are tired in this country. People do want to change. They're sick and tired of the same old responses and the same old do-nothingness. And they want to return to the way this government's supposed to be run and the way this country's supposed to be. They want people out of their lives, as in government. And they want their country back, and they're going to get it. I'm sorry, I had a frog in my throat. They're going to get it back. And these numbers are growing. I mean, look, hey, 3 or 4 months ago, Ron Paul didn't even register. To be at 7% in Iowa now is absolutely huge. And the numbers are just going to keep growing. I mean, here he is tied with John McCain in Iowa. McCain can't raise any money. So he's standing around trying to score home runs at these debates. That's the only shot he's got. Same thing with Tom Tancredo and Duncan Hunter. I mean, these guys are there. They're taking up space. All right, final segment in a minute. Don't go anywhere. This is the Midnight Rider.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
final few minutes here on the program tonight. Don't forget Wednesday night, the big micro broadcasting show. Mike Jones from Texas Resistance Radio going to be on with us. And we will explain it all about micros. Because we've had so many people ask. I know they called during the day trying to get a hold of Mike Jones at the RBN switchboard. And so we will have him on Wednesday night to go over anything and everything micro. Interesting story here before we go. This is a funny story. I when I saw this, I really laughed. The CIA was scheduled to hold an info session for students and interested in jobs with the agency. This is at the University of California at Santa Barbara, I believe. And right as the session begins, four activists enter the room and begin to demonstrate waterboarding, a torture technique used by the CIA. After only 1 minute of the waterboarding demonstration, the room was plunged into chaos by a group calling itself the Clandestine Insurgent Rebel Clown Army. The rebel clowns, joined by several dozen anti-war organizers, took over the meeting room and began passing out information on the CIA's use of illegal torture techniques and literature related to the agency's long history of subverting foreign governments, assassinating foreign leaders, and subverting democracy. The CIA agents fled the room, but were pursued by a crowd of protesters chanting, "CIA, go away." The agents were caught totally off guard by the direct action. Protesters were overheard shouting to the escaping agents to never to come back to UCSB. What is it? The Clandestine Insurgent Rebel Clown Army. I thought that was, there you go. Get some, got some, got too much, right? There you go. Send you guys packing. That's it. Take back the country, baby. One way or the other. Hey, how do you fight clowns? You fight them with a clown. And that's what these people are, is a bunch of clowns that have ruined our country. And it's incredible. I mean, we're sitting here. We're in the most dangerous time probably that have existed in quite some time, if not the most dangerous times in the history of this planet. And in one respect, it's great to be a part of this. In the other respect, you're going, oh, my gosh, here we go. And to know what's coming, there is some peace in that because we know what's going to be coming down the pike. And we just need to let others know. And that's why we're going to do this micro show again on Wednesday night to try to let a lot of people know, to spread the message of truth and freedom. That's what it's about. It's about people. It's about the love for our fellow man. I mean, if it was the case where we just didn't care, all we cared about was ourselves being free and being left alone, we wouldn't worry about our fellow man knowing. And it's because of that love that we are waking up our fellow man and we're educating our fellow man, because knowledge is power. And when you've been empowered with the knowledge, naturally you want to empower others. And that's what microstations do. It's about empowerment. It's about leading people to freedom. It's a light on a dark, dark night. It's a lighthouse. It's a beacon. And I'm just so excited to be here, to be a part of this. And I thank you for listening. Find somebody you love and tell them that you love them. Spend some time with your kids, your friends, your family, because they are why we're fighting to take this country back. Everybody have a great night. We'll see you tomorrow night. God bless.